NHL players can't go to the Olympics, Nick and Reeder are ready as soon as Nick learns how to skate.
I'm feeling pretty strong. I've noticed over the group sessions that, like, it's easier.
Yeah.
Like, to do squats and stuff. I'm going down and I'm coming straight up. I'm using my legs more. It's like a weird thing. I'm no longer like this creaky old man.
There's certain exercises that we do that I still find a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I can't do them, but it's just doing them continuously.
Oh, that's fair.
Like, mountain climbers are kind of my nemesis.
I think they're everyone's nemesis.
Oh, those mountain climbers.
But it's not just about the exercise portion of Nick and Reeder Get Fit. It's also about the nutrition portion well, too. And I want to talk about cheat days, because that's a lot of people utilize cheat days. They follow a really strict diet, and they maybe have one cheat day a week. And that's what I've been doing on Sundays. And I realized something about my cheat days. Now, when you think of a cheat day, it's like, oh, you can eat anything that you want. People would normally think, oh, like, he's just going to go get some fast food or some junk food or candy or something.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I got to tell you, when it comes to cheat days, I just want to get up early, get a bunch of groceries, and just cook all day and just, like, make amazing food that I can't eat anymore.
Oh. Well, I don't think there's anything that you can't eat. It's all moderation and portion
control. I suppose, because that's how you're doing it. You're doing portion control.
That's what I'm trying to do. I admit I haven't changed my diet a whole lot. I'm trying to, you know, eat less,
yeah.
Maybe not gorge on things like I usually would, but just eat smaller portions and try not to just sit around. Try and be up and moving and doing stuff.
So is that what you do for your cheat days then?
Well, the cheat days, those are the days where all bets are off. And whatever happens, happens. Whatever I eat just goes in.
Just see you at the drive-thru and Tim's getting a dozen donuts. Game on.
Fox FM's Nick and Reeder, writing jingles about your town so you don't have to.
And every single song is something you love.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I need to ask for some solicited dating advice from Craig Reed.
Okay,
so a couple weeks back, I matched with somebody on Tinder, and it was a great conversation. Cracked some jokes. They cracked some jokes, too. And then they said, you're Nick from Nick and Reeder. And I said, yeah. I mean, it's no secret that I'm on Tinder. And this person said, I listen to you guys in the mornings. And I was like, thank you so much. And I felt really special. And we kept our conversation going. The next day, I sent a good morning message, you know, just to try to be cute, and haven't gotten a message back.
Really?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So what do I do? Am I being ghosted? Do I cut my losses?
I would say so.
Okay.
It just seems, given what you've told me, that she's just not that into you.
Like, I mean, no love loss, right?
No.
Because, like, it's Tinder. It was one conversation. I mean, the person is very nice to me.
You never actually met face-to-face?
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, maybe the person didn't find any chemistry. Or maybe I wasn't as cool as they thought I would be. Because, spoiler alert, I'm a really boring, normal guy. Or, you know, maybe they're hearing this right now. I never thought of that. This is thin ice right now.
Yeah, you better watch what you say,
because they could be listening right now, and they could, like, send me a message going, hey, jerk, don't throw me under the bus like that.
I don't know. It's an interesting query.
It's the first time this has ever happened to me. I've never been ghosted before, so I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, just live like me and be blissfully ignorant and just kind of...
I know, you know, as a closing thought, I think I should say, if you've ever ghosted somebody, don't do it. Just say you're not interested. I feel like that, in the long run, that feels a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never ever had that where I just ignored somebody forever. Like, I'm bad at texting sometimes, but, like, I can go a day without messaging people. But, yeah, this is 2 weeks. So you could have just been like, hey, sorry, you're still cool, but... That's just me, though.
I don't know. You might be getting a message a little later today.
I'm just a bleeding heart.
No one ever said our weather on the prairies is boring. Scary, but never boring. Fox FM.
There aren't enough costume parties when you're an adult.
No, there's really Halloween and not much more, unless you specifically say, let's have a party and put this theme on it.
Yeah, I feel like the older I'm getting, the less opportunity I have to wear a costume.
You could go to regular parties and just wear costumes to them.
Just stand in the corner dressed up like a clown. Yeah, that'll go over well at parties, Reiner. Did you ever do theme parties? Because I feel like I had a spurt in my life in my early 20s when it was every weekend was a theme party.
I can really only remember being invited to one theme party. And it was probably 10 or 12 years ago, and it was for a buddy's birthday, and the idea was that we all come dressed up as celebrities.
Oh, that makes sense. That's fair.
So we had musicians, we had movie stars, and people in different kinds of entertainment. I was Bono.
Oh, okay.
I went as Bono for the evening.
See, that would work for most of the parties I went to, the theme ones. At least they were like decades.
Okay.
70s, 80s were really popular at the time. Now it's 90s. I did go to one 90s party in my life, and I dressed up like a 90-year-old man.
You kind of missed the point of the
whole
90s.
Yeah, because I thought
thing.
It was a little too early to have that 90s nostalgia. I'm talking, this is like 8 years ago, so it was just barely getting into that territory. You know what I think it is, though?
What is it?
You know when you were in elementary school and you'd have like crazy hair day or hat day or jersey day,
mm-hmm.
pajama day? We got to start having those more often. I know that we had pajama day here once because our boss let us wear pajamas for one day. That was great.
Yeah.
I think we need to institute that like maybe once a month here. Just all offices should do that.
A random theme day.
How great would it be is like I'm going to the bank to pay my rent and all of the tellers have silly hats on. That would put the biggest smile on my face.
Or onesies.
Everybody's just in their pajamas. The world needs more of that, I think.
It would be a more comfy world.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reader's trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I got to ask you about this problem I've been having, though.
Okay.
This is a me problem through and through. My glasses. I got a bad case of smudgy glasses yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Every time I tried to clean my glasses, they just got worse and worse. And I was trying to play video games in the dark because it was like 8 p.m. and it just wasn't happening. Couldn't see through my glasses.
Hmm. That's a minor detail.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who doesn't wear glasses, I'm very jealous of you.
The only time I run into that issue is when I'm wearing sunglasses and they get smudged up.
Yeah.
And there are times where I feel like no matter how many times I attempt to clean them, they always seem to have little smudges or something stuck to them or who knows what.
It's just like watching a Roomba try to sweep up peanut butter on the floor. You end up with a big long streak of peanut butter across your kitchen.
Or telling the Roomba, get into the corner.
Yeah, it just makes it worse when you wipe it down, and I need help. Which is crazy to think about, because I've been wearing glasses for, I don't know, half my life, and I still haven't figured out how to clean them.
You should just wear one big prescription snorkel mask.
Oh, yeah, those things never fog up or get dirty or anything.
No.
Yeah, I'd be the coolest guy in the world, too. Thanks, Reader. Thanks so much for the tip.
I have many good ideas.
Always looking out for me.
Nick's into Game of Thrones, Reader's into The Walking Dead. They never worry about spoilers.
No spoilers. More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, I like to consider myself a church mouse when it comes to my living arrangement. People live above me. So, I'm a quiet guy. I value silence, and I know that sounds preposterous because I'm a radio announcer and I got this ridiculous voice. But no, so I like to have quiet nights. I'm one of those. I'm an old soul.
Really?
But I realized one thing about myself. No matter how quiet I am in my day-to-day, there's one thing that I'll never be quiet at.
What's that?
Putting away my dishes after I wash my dishes. Is it possible to do that quietly?
I don't think it is.
Because you live in an apartment. Do you put your dishes away and do you try to keep it quiet?
I can't say I've ever worried about it.
I worry about it all the time. Because it's like you clang and clang and clang and I try to be quiet, but it's just impossible.
I don't know. Considering the different noises that come in my building, whether it's ongoing karaoke parties in the apartment below me or work going on maybe in the hallways or different things, there's always activity in my building. So I never worry too much about the sounds I make when I put away my dishes.
I wonder if they make dishes that are made of like Nerf.
Yeah, they wouldn't be very fun to clean.
Well, I mean, you could use them once, like have a Nerf plate and single use, right?
That's basically what styrofoam plates are anyway.
Yeah, but I don't want to stoop to that level yet. Nerf is the funny option.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.